Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld's surprise visit to Baghdad today included a visit to Abu Ghraib prison. That facility is at the center of the prisoner abuse scandal, and the man conducting the tour was Major General Jeffrey Miller. Miller took charge at Abu Ghraib last year. He came to Iraq from the U.S. detention facility at Guantanamo Bay, Cuba. NPR's Jackie Northam reports on how Miller brought his experience to bear in Iraq.
When Major General Jeffrey Miller arrived in Iraq for a short visit last August, he brought along a set of operating procedures, ones that had proved successful in drawing intelligence from detainees at his then-current post at Guantanamo Bay. Miller made his 10-day visit to Iraq to assess the prison system, then on the verge of chaos, and to recommend ways to streamline the interrogating of Iraqi detainees. Last weekend in Baghdad, Miller recalled how his ideas on how to get the best intelligence quickly were drawn from his work at Guantanamo.
Our interrogation techniques are from the authorized U.S. Army manuals that allows us to help focus our interrogation teams to ensure that we are getting the very best intelligence as rapidly as possible.
Miller took a page from his own Guantanamo operation and recommended that military police be brought into the interrogation process in Iraq. An internal Army report written by Major General Antonio Taguba studied Miller's assessment from last year. Taguba found that Miller had said it was essential that the military police be actively engaged in setting the conditions for successful exploitation of the internees. That phrase, actively engaged, is at the heart of the current debate over the MPs at Abu Ghraib. Did they abuse detainees on their own, or were they ordered, directed, or encouraged to do so? Some soldiers facing courts-martial over their behavior say they were told by interrogators to soften up the prisoners. General Miller makes a distinction between setting conditions and actual interrogating.
There was no recommendation ever that the MPs become actively involved in interrogation. The other piece that we recommended that the military police do is to transport the detainees from the detention center to the interrogation booth, give them to the interrogators, and then wait and bring them back as a part of a security arrangement. That's the same system that we've used at Guantanamo.
2 months after Miller made his original assessment of the Iraqi prisons, there was an increase in mistreatment. According to the Taguba report, some of the worst abuses took place in November 2003. Miller says his recommendations did not lead to the brutality. Lieutenant General Lance Smith is the deputy commander of the U.S. forces in the Middle East. He testified before the Senate Armed Services Committee that General Miller told officials in Iraq that the Guantanamo procedures were only to be used as a guideline.
When General Miller went over there and he spoke and addressed this with each of the commanders, he gave them the special operating procedures that they were using at Gitmo to use as an example on how they should generate their own operating procedures.
The Guantanamo example allowed for some so-called coercive interrogation methods, such as sleep deprivation and solitary confinement. The Guantanamo detainees are mostly suspected members of Al-Qaeda or the Taliban. President Bush has deemed them enemy combatants and says they do not have all the guarantees of the Geneva Conventions, whereas the Iraqi prisoners do. Senator Jack Reed, a Democrat from Rhode Island, asked General Smith this week whether Miller made sure officials understood this distinction during his assessment visit to Iraq.
And General, to your knowledge, General Miller made it very clear to these brigade commanders that because of the Geneva Convention, many of these provisions could not be applied?
Sir, according to General Miller, that was very clear
to the commanders. Then why would he bring those procedures over?
Coercive methods are allowed in Guantanamo, but only with specific authorization from the Pentagon. In Iraq, despite the protections of the Geneva Convention, rules for interrogation of detainees have allowed the use of these same coercive techniques at the say-so of the commanding general. General Miller, now head of all Iraqi detentions and interrogations, says he's confident the system in Iraq is working. Jackie Northam, NPR News, Washington.